And now, without further ado, let's begin.
I used to work for my best friend's parents' restaurant. I did deliveries for them and would sometimes help clean tables or whatever, too. The job in itself was fine, but it felt very uncomfortable to have my friend's parents as my boss. I thought it wouldn't be too bad after a while, but it just never got better. They hated every time something wouldn't go exactly as planned, and they also scheduled me and my friend on opposite days, so it didn't even feel like we worked together, which was the whole point of me taking the job. This happened during my third and final month working there. It was a regular night to start, getting a few quick deliveries, but it really slowed down toward the back half of the night. My friend's dad hated it when it was slow, because I'd be standing around waiting for orders, and he'd always be grumpy about it, even though it wasn't my fault. Around 8:30, which was an hour since my last delivery, and 30 minutes until the end of my shift, he picked up a phone call, and I overheard him say that we could deliver. Afterwards, he made the food and handed me the bag to deliver, but when I searched the address up, it was 40 minutes away. Of course I complained, because by then my shift was over in 15 minutes, and this delivery would take nearly an hour and a half, but he didn't care. I could tell he was just upset about me waiting around, which again was not my fault, but after a brief argument, I did as he said. 40 minutes was pretty far away for our small town, so I had no idea where this address was. By the time I was 2 minutes away, it was just before 10 p.m., There were no houses nearby from what I could see until the last minute of the drive when it had me turn down a small street that led to a row of maybe 6 houses. They all look old and outdated, and they were the only houses I'd seen in the last 5 minutes of driving. I slowly passed by each house and looked at their numbers until I found the right one. Then I parked on the street right next to the driveway. I'm not gonna lie. This place gave me some spooky vibes. It was so far from everything, and the houses themselves were just old and creepy. I got out and brought the bag up to the doorstep, then rang the doorbell. Nobody came to the door, so I tried knocking. It was late and I wanted to get this over with, so I was getting impatient. As I waited, I looked around. The street had no cars on it or in any of the driveways, and none of the actual lights were on inside any of the houses. I carried the bag back to my car and called the customer's cell. They didn't pick up, so I just sat in my car and tried to think of what to do next. They hadn't paid for the food yet, so I couldn't just leave it on their doorstep. Then I saw a light move around inside the house. I got out and saw the light move through the downstairs windows and over to the front door. Then it turned off. A second later, the door opened. There was a young man, early 20s, standing in the doorway holding a large flashlight in one hand and a grocery bag in the other. I walked up and asked if he had ordered the food. He nodded and apologized for taking so long to answer the door. I said it was all right and tried to hand him the bag, but he just held up both of his hands to show me they were full, then asked if I'd kindly put the food on the kitchen table for him. I wasn't sure if he was joking or not at first, because he easily could have just put the flashlight or grocery bag down for a second, but then I realized he was serious. I peeped around him, and from the short entryway, I could tell that there was something off about this place. It was dusty all over, and it looked empty. Once I saw that and thought about the flashlight being used instead of the regular house lights, I was almost sure that this place was a vacant house.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
And was still looking at me and waiting for a response. Sorry, I'm actually in a rush. If you could just pay really quick, then I'll leave the bag right here on your porch. He didn't like that answer, and he showed it with his face. He set down the grocery bag, then took one step out of the doorway and onto the porch. I backed up so as to not be too close to him. There was something in his eyes that told me he was about to do something, and I wasn't going to wait for whatever that was to happen. I dropped the bag and sprinted for my car, driving away as the men watched me intently from the porch. I was shaking for most of the drive back, unsure of what could have just happened. Of course, though, when I told my friend's dad about what happened, all he seemed to care about was that I didn't make the man pay. For that reason, I just quit right there on the spot. I knew my friend would be upset, but I'd had enough of his parents being dicks to me for doing nothing wrong. After that, I was pretty heated and was thinking more about that than I was about the man who lured me to a vacant house and likely tried to rob me, or even worse. Being so distracted, I never called the police, not until it was too late anyway. Thankfully, I wasn't dumb enough to go inside the house, though, because if I had, I probably never would have returned from that delivery. This happened a couple years ago. I'm a young female, and I'd just turned 16, and I'd gotten my driver's license. I didn't have my own car, but I was able to borrow my parents' car whenever they didn't need it. Gas was pretty cheap at the time, and driving was so new to me that I really enjoyed it. On weekends, I used to love driving through somewhere and getting food late at night, then just driving all around town while listening to music. I think it felt so nice because I'd actually get to be alone, which is not very common when living with your parents. One weekend, I think on a Saturday, I took my parents' car out. I drove through a 24-hour McDonald's to get a drink and a snack, then started driving around. I never had a planned route. I just drove wherever I felt like, but for the most part, I tried to avoid anywhere that would have a lot of other cars around. There were a lot of back roads in my town that went between neighborhoods, but nobody ever really used them because the main roads were quicker. I turned down one of these roads that led to a really nice neighborhood with expensive houses. But not very long down the road, headlights flashed to my mirrors, and I saw a car coming up behind me. They were flashing their lights on and off. There were no other cars, so they had to be signaling to me, but I didn't know why. This went on for a whole minute, until they started speeding up and getting closer to the back of my car. I was still relatively new to driving, and didn't know how to deal with this or what to do, so I just kept driving. I was hoping to reach the neighborhood and maybe pull over in a less discreet area, but my plans were cut short. The car behind me backed off slightly. Then I heard their engine revving, and they sped up, ramming into the back of my car. My car jerked forward, and I was stunned for a second, but it didn't seem to do any serious damage. There was a lot going through my mind at that point. I was scared and nervous about pulling over, but I also didn't want to bring my parents' car home damaged without even getting the other driver's insurance information. I pulled the car to the side and put it in park. The car behind me pulled off as well, parking their car really close to my bumper. They flashed their lights again. I didn't know whether to stay in my car or get out. I was just in such an uncomfortable position with no idea how to handle this. After a few seconds, I opened my door and stepped out. Their windows were hard to see through, so I couldn't see who was inside. I walked to the back of my car and tried to see what the damage looked like, but they had parked so close that it was hard to get a good view. Then I heard their door open. I looked and saw Mag getting out and looking at me. He was smiling with a friendly face and did a polite wave as he walked toward me. I was expecting an angry man to start yelling at me or say that I cut him off earlier or something, but this was an odd surprise. "Sorry about your car. I mustn't have been paying attention," he said, still in a friendly manner. "It's all right. Can I just get your insurance info?" He looked away, then looked back at me. "Sure, it's right on my car." He pointed at the passenger door, like he wanted me to go over there. He just stayed where he was, looking at me like I was supposed to go. After a long, awkward pause, I told him I was just going to go home because the damage didn't seem so bad. I didn't know what this man was on, but something didn't feel right. "Oh, you can't drive that home, or you will damage him more. Come with me, I'll give you a ride." He took a few steps closer to me. His smiling face and friendly remarks were really creepy. My car definitely wasn't too damaged to drive either, and offering me a ride was just inappropriate in this circumstance. I said no and started walking quickly to my car, but the man grabbed my arm firmly and stopped me in my trance.
"Come on, the crash must have gotten you confused," he said, starting to pull me back.
Okay, I'll go with you," I said, getting him to let go of me.
I followed him to his car and slowly walked to the passenger side while he entered the driver's seat. Right when he shut his door, I sprinted back to my car. I heard him get out, but I slammed my door and locked it before he could reach me. He pressed his body up against the window and stared at me for a second, then ran back to his car. I drove away, and in the mirrors, I saw him make a 3-point turn and exit in the opposite direction. When I got home, I woke my dad up and told him what happened. He told me that I never should have stopped. He called the police, but the man was never identified. I'll never know what that man was trying to do or where he was going to take me. I just fear that someone else might not have been as lucky as I was.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.